I'm Norberto Santana Jr., publisher for Voice of OC, Orange County's only nonprofit newsroom. Thanks for joining us today for a special edition of On OC with Feet to the Fire. This week we'll be talking about the 48th Congressional District. Joining me is John Canales, the executive editor for the Times Community News Division, and of course Barbara Venezia, daily columnist for the Daily Pilot here in Newport Beach. Barbara, this week you certainly lit things up by jumping into the other side of the congressional race. We had been hearing about all these Democrats that were in the race. Everybody was talking about how incumbent Congressman Dana Rohrabacher would likely walk away with this because there would just be too many Democrats. And here the Republican Party has thrown a wrench in it all.
Well, I don't think it's the Republican Party. I think the Republican Party and the establishment is quite upset with this turn of events because Scott Baugh, former chairman of the Republican Party, decided that he is now going to jump in this race and he is going to challenge Dana Rohrabacher. So this becomes a very complex dynamic because they're friends. Baugh is a former chairman. And of course, the party's creed is you don't challenge an incumbent. So, and if you remember, Baugh, when in all the campaigns like 2014, 2016, he made his candidates, you know, really step up to the plate for that. I remember when Wagner ran against Moorlach. Do you remember that? And Moorlach was the incumbent. And Baugh came out very strongly against Wagner. And by the way, John Moorlach is the only one supporting Baugh in this move.
John, you mentioned what some of us reporters have thought that this was some sort of Machiavellian plan in the Republican circles to end up with a top two, which, I mean, could happen, where you'd end up with Scott Baugh versus Dana Rohrabacher and 11 Democrats sit it out. What do you think?
Well, yeah, here in California, we have an open primary system, so the top two vote-getters go from the primary to the general election. And so it could look, you know, to some that with a second well-known Republican entering the race against Rohrabacher, that the general election ballot could be Republican versus Republican. Now, that is something that, you know, it appears to be that way, but Barbara's sources tell her that's not the case at all.
No, not the case at all. And I think maybe we've all been watching too many intriguing dramas on Netflix, political dramas on Netflix. My sources had been telling me for months that high-ranking people with Republicans, now not necessarily in the Republican Party, but high-ranking contributors who were moving more in the moderate direction were asking Scott Baugh to please jump in the race. Because remember, 2 years ago, he thought that, and I wrote about it, he thought that Rohrabacher was going to retire 2016, 2018. So the guy went out, pulled his papers for candidacy, and started raising money, raised about $500,000. Well, then Rohrabacher decided that he was going to run. Here's the dynamic I will just throw out there to you. Let's just say, for argument's sake, that the heir apparent to Rohrabacher's seat could be someone like Michelle Steele.
County supervisor. That area.
Her husband is a very big Republican player, not only locally, but nationally. So now, if Michelle was supposed to be the heir apparent, well, then Rohrabacher had to run again, because otherwise Baugh was ahead of the game.
Now, Michelle Steele made news the other day. She was the only official office holder to go greet Donald Trump at the airport. In fact, had to leave a county supervisor's meeting early and curtail public comment to do so. But you're right. It seems like the entry of Michelle Steele into this race is what sort of upset the apple cart, or what seemed to kind of throw it into disarray.
Well, don't forget that there was just talk behind the scenes. There was nothing confirmed, but that was the scuttlebutt.
You know, I saw a tweet that the other day that came out from Sean Steele, Michelle Steele's husband, criticizing Scott Baugh for not going to see Donald Trump and saying that Baugh was focused on his campaign and he was the only, and he didn't come out. So it already seems like there's a bit of that sniping beginning.
Well, when Baugh first, you know, said, hey, I'm raising money and this and that, I really do believe he thought that he was going to be the heir apparent. Well, when he came out with that, all of a sudden, Sean Steele started, you know, poo-pooing that, from what I hear, and the conversation was not kind in Baugh's favor. And that's what that was the feedback that I was getting. So, you know, and then
that
when
this
you...
This is personal.
Yes, it's very personal because don't forget, Rohrabacher and Baugh have been very, very, very close friends. Now, Baugh tells me he hasn't talked to him since January.
Do you think these two candidates kind of represent the rift within the Republican Party, where you have the sort of Trump kind of Republican who might be viewed as more out there, like a Rohrabacher, and then more of a traditional Republican like Baugh?
Well,
or are these two actually closer in ideology than we might think?
No, I don't think so. Do you?
I don't think their voting records would differ at all. I mean, in even seeing Scott Baugh's announcement, I saw he made a reference to open borders, or, you know, this horrible supposed situation of open borders here, which just left me thinking again, going... And I, from talking to some Republican leaders who are anxious about essentially paying, you know, twice for the same real estate, that's the other thing I heard, which is it's not like you're getting one voting record to represent another one, or a more moderate to represent. As far as I know, Scott's just as conservative as Dana Rohrabacher.
Well, see, but here's where I think it's a little different. I think that he is conservative. I would call him a moderate conservative. And I think in television, when I was in television, we used to say, know your audience. And I think the Republican Party, per se, in this county doesn't know its audience. It's lost touch with its audience. Its audience is moving in a more moderate direction. And I think that's evident by how many people voted democratically and walked around party lines in the last presidential election. So I think they've lost touch with that. But I think that Baugh could be the person who speaks to that more moderate audience.
Now, one thing I saw was a letter that had been sent around by Orange County Republican leaders.
Yes, yes.
To Baugh.
Yes.
Basically saying, look, we don't do this. You don't jump into. We don't split our donor base. This is what Democrats do, you know? That's why I kept thinking, like, boy, Democrats put 11 people up against Rohrabacher, almost guaranteeing him a walk. And now comes, again, Baugh. And it's almost like, gee, maybe this will actually turn interesting. You get a one-on-one. John, do you think there's a good possibility we may end up with two Republicans that move?
Yeah, I mean, you could end up, because of the open primary, with Baugh versus Rohrabacher. But at the other chance is those two split a lot of votes and a Democrat gets in. And so, this has the potential to be a very interesting season.
Very interesting race. And I was reading to you guys before we started the podcast. This was from the State's News Service, and it's dated July 1st, 1993. And there was a bill sponsored by Representative Robert Dornan and Dana Rohrabacher. They joined colleagues, and they were legislating for term limits in the House and the Senate for 12 years. And here's a quote from Rohrabacher that says, after you've been here so long, no matter who you are, even if you're a saint, you begin having the consciousness that you belong here. You're actually part of the system here rather than representing the people back home. And so I think that's very telling, because as a new legislator, he was very much in support of term limits. And 34 years later,
boom.
Boom. So this is going to be a very interesting dynamic because of the personal relationships. I mean, the current chairman of the Republican Party is there and acknowledges he sits in that seat because Scott Baugh.
Man, heck of a race. Again, the 48th Congressional District, among one of four congressional districts that are going to remain hot and heavy this year. We'll continue to dive into this. Keep listening to the Feet to the Fire broadcasts. Make sure to like us on iTunes, check us out on Facebook. Keep letting us know what you want us to be talking about as we move through this election cycle. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.